You fell in love with him on America's Got Talent, and now he's back as a fan favorite. Brian Justin Crum is joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, great to talk with you. Now, you know, I have to say that you went from fourth place on the show to number two on the Billboard dance charts with Show Me Love, so that's not too bad, is it?
It's been a really incredible couple years.
You know, we'll talk about AGT champions in just a second, but I want to ask you, you know, there was a terrible story in the news the other week, and it was the disgusting attack of Empire star Jussie Smollett, and the world has reacted, mostly the show business world, because people are concerned now that if you're out in the public eye, that might put a target on you. And so, you know, we know what happened in Chicago, and I should ask, you know, you're an LGBT public figure. Does this worry you?
Yeah, it's so awful what happened to him, and it's obviously we all move through the world and we have our fears and our concerns. Luckily, I live in Los Angeles, you know, so I feel comfortable, but, you know, there's so many people out there who feel unsafe to be who they are, and, you know, I was so heartbroken to hear what happened to Jussie, you know, a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. we as LGBT people have to live loud and live proud, and unfortunately that's, and especially in this political climate, that's something that puts a target on our back.
Isn't it weird, though, that in society we can adapt to so many other things, like, you know, just we can be lazy when it comes to liquor or marijuana, like, things like that are just so, you know, casual, but then when it comes to something like somebody's gay, that's a problem. Like, it just seems very bizarre that people are concerned about, you know, different things.
Yeah, I mean, fear and anger are running rampant in this country and in this world right now, and I think that's really what it's about. It's like people are, you know, they're fearful and they're angry that they don't understand, you know, other people, and the only way that they know how to respond is by attacking. And it's so sad, you know, being gay is all about love and light, and, you know, people, for whatever reason, people really feel afraid of that.
I've found that the gay community is probably the most accepting and tolerant of others, because, again, we know what we've had to go through. And so, yeah, we can understand how people might feel discriminated because of their, you know, the color of their skin, you know, they're from another country or they're, you know, whatever it is. It's, I think it's the gay folks that kind of say, you know what, I hear ya. And we accept people then.
I totally agree.
Now, I know you were bullied as a kid. You've shared your story on AGT, and, you know, not to say that bullying is right, but I mean, I think it happens to everyone. And I think, though, nowadays, bullying is sort of meant to destroy you. Like, it's, you know, if I don't like you, then you just shouldn't exist, and I'm going to push you to, you know, who knows, you know, kill yourself or whatever. But it almost seems that it's so vicious now.
Kids bully each other because, you know, like we were talking about before, it's like about fear and not understanding something. I think it's become, you know, such a bigger issue nowadays because of social media and because of, you know, that platform where kids they're not looking into somebody's eyes and saying these things, you know, which adds a whole different layer of empathy when you're doing it. People are hiding behind their computer screens and wishing death upon people, and it's, you know, I get my fair share of people online saying awful things, and I call them the trolls out there. They're just out there spreading hate behind their keyboards. It's really awful.
Let's talk about the love that you're giving your fans on AGT then. Do you like that as a segue? Was that pretty good, huh?
That was a beautiful segue.
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. You know, you've wowed audiences, you know, even the previous season and now. Again, Elton John's Your Song comes to mind. Now, we heard that you have a connection to that song, but tell me, as an artist, what is the secret to making us have that connection too?
You know, I think Elton John especially is such a beautiful song, and especially all of us who are in love, like, we can understand what that means, and for me, it's just about, like, snapping into that moment of that and that feeling, and I think, you know, people feel what I sing because I mean every word. I wouldn't sing a song that I couldn't get fully behind and that I couldn't understand the emotion behind, so, you know, I think that's why people, you know, can feel me. It's, I'm I'm going through and I'm experiencing all of those emotions right in that moment.
Last week you said, I put more pressure on myself than I think anyone else would put on me, but it's not a competition for me. What is it then?
It's a showcase. Like, this show is really just about showing the world what I do. And I said it's not a competition because it's not.
Okay. You know, we know that AGT has contestants with a variety of talents, right? It's not just singers on the show. But this is hard, though, because people are voting based on, you know, who they like. I might watch the show because I like singers. I might watch the show because I like dancers or magicians or jugglers or ventriloquists, whatever it is. How does a singer stand out in the competition?
That's a good question. I think you have to sing you have to pick a song that resonates with nostalgia. People want to, like, recognize the song you're singing, and they want to hear you do it your way. So it's not just what they would hear on the radio, it's the spin of that singer. And I think big voices definitely fare well on these shows, because you have 2 minutes to, like, really make a huge impact. And, you know, you got to sing a big song in order to get the attention.
What are you going to do to win this season?
What am I going to do? Wow. You know, I think it sounds so cliche to say, but I really don't think about it like that. This next song that I'm going to sing is probably my favorite thing I've ever sung, and I think it's probably the best thing I've ever sung. It's very, very much where I'm at in my life right now, emotionally, and it's just such a beautiful song, and I've never heard a man sing it, so I think that's going to be really exciting for people to hear, something very different for this tune.
So I won't ask for a spoiler then, okay?
No spoilers.
Very quickly, in our final remaining moments, tell me what's happening for Valentine's Day and Somebody to Love.
Yeah, it's a really exciting show. San Diego's company, our entertainment company, Kirsten and Bloom, reached out to me about putting this show together. It's all Queen music mixed with ballet, and, you know, the album, Queen's most famous album, was The Night at the Opera, and so it fits so perfectly, their theatrical music with the beautiful art form that is ballet.
Well, we're going to be, hopefully, if people are in the area, they'll tune into that, and we'll be watching AGT Champions on NBC. Brian, Justin Crum, also happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Good to chat with you.